Envy the Dead by Ian McDowell, read by Alistair Petrie. The survivors will envy the dead. CND Banner, Hyde Park, London, Saturday the 22nd of October, 1983. Tuesday. Chapter 1. At first glance, there was nothing remarkable about the corpse. An execution-style killing. A single bullet to the head fired at close range. Martin Grove had fallen where he'd stood, had crumpled face down into a dead heap on the floor, dead blood seeping onto the Italian floor tiles from the two holes in his skull. It was only when the pathologist, Robinson, turned up and took a closer look that Grove's bodily remains revealed their unique selling point. A good half of his tongue had been cut out of his head, had maybe even been ripped out. 10 minutes later, two of the scene of crime officers found the severed slice. Plumper than you'd expect. Dumped into one of the rubbish bins at the rear of the property. Still pink. Still bloody. And thrust inside an otherwise empty Sainsbury's orange carrier bag. Before or after? Jacobson was asking now. Jacobson, Kerr and Robinson were standing in the lounge, careful not to stray from the stepping boards. The killing had taken place in the kitchen, and the Soccos were concentrating their initial detailed efforts there, would deal with the rest of the house later, moving out methodically from ground zero. Robinson scratched the side of his nose with the pen he'd been using to scribble notes onto his clipboard before he answered. Impossible to say right now, Frank. Maybe at the post-mortem. Let's hope for his sake it was after. Amen to that.